Hello everyone. Let's start with the second chapter of Key Component of Revenue Cycle Management. Me, myself, Dr. Atul Pawar, would be dealing with the key component of the revenue cycle management. I have a background of having 14 years of rich experience into healthcare management and operations. We'll discuss in detail how exactly the key components of revenue cycle management are taking place and what would be the compliances for it. Let's start with what exactly is the introduction to the revenue cycle management. In the realm of healthcare finances, the revenue cycle serves as a backbone for financial operations, encompassing the journey of funds from patients which encounters to reimbursement. Understanding this cycle is a pivotal in navigating the integrated landscape of healthcare finances. What exactly is the definition of revenue cycle? Revenue cycle represents the continuous flow of financial transactions within a healthcare organization, starting with patient encounters and concluding with reimbursements for the services rendered. The key component of the revenue cycle comprises of several essential stages, each contributing to the seamless management of financial processes. It serves as a financial lifeline for hospital healthcare organizations, ensuring the sustainability of operations, facilitating the delivery of the quality of the patient's care. The components of revenue cycle. The revenue cycle encompasses the distinct component, each playing a vital role in financial ecosystem of healthcare organization. Patient registration and scheduling. This is the first stage of the components of revenue cycle. The initial phase where patient provides the essential details of scheduling an appointment and laying the groundwork for accurate billing and reimbursement. Insurance verification and eligibility. After the patient registration and scheduling, verification of insurance coverage ensures that the patient healthcare services are adequately covered or mitigated into the billing disparities and financial surpluses. Charge captures, including recording and assigning the codes to the service provided during the patient's encounter, facilitating the accurate billing and claim processes. The claim submission and processing, once the patient encounters the entire treatment part and treatment protocols, the claims are being submitted to the billing department, so the claims are being submitted to the insurance company for reimbursement, followed by the process and adjudication to finalize the payment. Patient registration and scheduling. Patient registration and scheduling represent the initial touch points of the revenue cycle, setting the stage for efficient financial management and patient care delivery. What exactly is the patient registration? It is analogous to check into the hotel. Like, patient registration involves collecting essential information for billing and administrative purposes. Scheduling an appointment. Similar to making plans with a friend, an appointment scheduling coordinated with the patient visit to the resource allocation and optimizing the operational efficiency. Let's understand how the registration process entirely works. When a patient arrives at a healthcare center or a healthcare provider, patient signs in basically into the reception counter, where patient's complete details are being captured through different forms from the front desk. Once all the details are being taken into consideration, front office copies the ID cards to verify whether the details assigned or given by the patient are accurate or not. Basic details like name, age, gender, address, everything. Once the front office verifies all these details through the ID cards, front office also verifies the insurance on the payer website. After identifying all these details captured from the patient, patient uploads this data into the insurance payer website and checks whether the patient has been eligible for the designated treatment plan or designated service. Once these things are being collected, front office identifies whether the copay or the issue receipts are there or not for that particular treatment or not. Once it has been understood, the front office creates a patient chart and front office notifies the back office for the new patient. The entire process basically involves into patient's arrival to registering the patient inside the hospital. The challenge in patient registration and scheduling, where vitals and the patient registrations and scheduling come with inherent challenge that healthcare organization might address to ensure the seamless operations and patient satisfaction. And accurate information ensures the accuracy and completeness of the patient details to avoid billing errors and delays. Insurance verifications, verifying the insurance coverage eligibility to prevent the underpayment or denial of the claims. Patient convenience, streamlining the process to minimize the patient wait times and paperwork, enhancing the overall experience. So understanding what exactly are the detailed touch points or what basic requirements of the patient's data which are to be captured, and getting that information from the patient in a proper paperwork is the important part of it. While uploading the needed data into the system, there are certain regulations and certain compliances which has to be followed, which are designated by an international organization called HIPAA. It's a healthcare organization and insurance to provide the information which has been which is to be uploaded into the insurance site or insurance payer's website to avoid any surprises for the patient. Integration of the electric records. Once the data of the patients are being uploaded into the HMIS or healthcare management or hospital management system, the data is directly captured to the payers or insurance website and addressed to how and when and the outcome parts of it are addressed in a insurance payer website, and then it has been transferred back to the hospital website. This seamless data exchange or data transfer has to be integrated in a proper way through the electronic health record systems. Addressing to mitigate the challenge of patient registration, scheduling, and healthcare organization can adopt a proactive strategies and leverage technological solutions. There has to be continuous training and education, which has to be comprehensive of all the accurate data collections and regulatory compliances requirement to be enhanced in a proper way. Technological integration. Investing into interoperable systems to streamline data exchange and enhance the efficiency in registration and scheduling process. Patient-centric solutions offering self-services options for registration. If the patient is self-registration to the hospital, the appointment scheduling to empower the patient and improve the access to the care. Patient can directly access to the reception desk for getting the care or scheduling the appointment in a particular way. This also ensures of offering us data security measures, basically to once the patient has been sharing all his details, the compliance related to the framework of how the patient information or data has been captured and confidently kept into the health electronic health records. How to improve or enhance this facilities or embracing a culture of continuous quality improvement to address the emerging challenge or optimize the operational workflows. Insurance verification and eligibility. Now, insurance check basically ensures coverage details which are validated before the health services have been rendered. The eligibility criteria basically ascertains whether certain insurance coverage extends to the required healthcare services. Why these checks are required or actually important is there would be no surprises for patients for unexpected fees rise in medical bills. Using the insurance toolkit, it helps to maximize the benefit by aligning services with insurance coverage. It also helps in building up the transparent communication about the coverage and financial responsibility of the patient. It avoids the payment delays, expedites the reimbursement process by submitting the accurate claims, better finances for everyone, and enhances the financial performance by reducing errors and optimize the billing process. what are the steps which are involved into insurance claim checks basically. Once the patient has scheduled or registered into the hospital, patients patient's enrollment is done. Once the patient enrollment is done into the hospital or a healthcare system, the eligibility or the verification of the claim of that patient is been done, which is then authorized by the insurance provider. Once it is authorized, the updating of the patient's data of how much amount of claim has been sanctioned or what is the particular scope of service which would be claimed under the insurance are been updated into the patient data. This is updated into the medical billing system to understand which particular part of the disease condition could be claimed and which can't be claimed. Thus, the claim transmission happens. So, understanding how the technology helps in this seamless process is there has to be swift and automated system to handle the insurance verification and eligibility checks. Speeding up the process basically helps in accelerating the verification process compared to manual methods. It also minimizes the errors and prevents the delay and confusion in the healthcare journey. The optimization of the workflow and enhances which enhances the overall efficiency. There's also a real-time update which has been provided by the insurance company as well as by the hospitals or the healthcare providers to enhance the patient experience and operational efficiency. Dealing with all these challenges and making the path clear, regular updating of the information, fostering the clear communications are essential. There are some emerging technologies like predictive analysis, artificial intelligence, which further refine the insurance check. Some regulatory requirements and standards are to be maintained with the data privacy and security. There has to be staff training which provides an ongoing staff for updated information about insurance policies change and procedures which are undertaking on a regular basis or updating on the regular basis. There's a charge capture, initiating the payment journey by documenting the services, assigning the codes. Codes basically are the codes which are been assigned by insurance company or been regulated by the insurance company for creating a record which would be essential for accurate billing. There are analogs for scavenger hunt, gathering the details about the services of the patient services from doctor visits to lab tests to the procedures. The sets of the tone for subsequent financial process in revenue cycle management are to ensure the service which is accounted for and which is not accounted for as well. This also enhances the patient care coordination by maintaining a meticulous record of services and facilitating the informed decision about ongoing care and treatment protocols. Coding. This acts as a decoder ring that translates the puzzle pieces into universal understandable language. Codes are universally accepted. This involves into assigning specific code for each services or procedure by providing a clear communication channel for what transparent to patient's visits. Ensuring a shared financial language among the insurance, billing system and a healthcare provider. This also supports medical decision making by providing a roadmap to understand the patient history and planning for the future treatments. Importance of charge capturing and coding in RCM. Basically, according to the rule which was established by American Medical Association, the coding error caused the healthcare industry approximately $36 billion annually. That $20. Up to 12% of the medical claims are submitted with inaccurate codes, resulting in the claim denials or payment delays. Ensuring accurate billing avoids billing errors, speeds up the reimbursement, supports medical decision making, and maintains a compliance with the billing regulations. Leveraging technologies and addressing the challenges, electronic systems streamline the charge, capture, and recording. Reduces the paperwork and enhances the precision. Changes in the coding guidelines, update in the healthcare regulations, and variations in the document practices require an ongoing training and effective communication within the healthcare teams. Advanced technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning promises an enhanced accuracy and effectiveness in charge capture and coding processes, paving a way for seamless future. Claim submission and processing. Healthcare providers collect all the detailed information about each patient encounter, including demographics, insurance details, service render. This information is meticulously documented and compiled into the claims, containing specific procedure codes and billing information. Claims preparation sets the stage for accurate billing and reimbursement. This ensures that all relevant documents are being captured and documented appropriately for that particular disease conditions or for the patient. It involves cross-references medical records within the insurance policies to ensure services are covered into the insurance. Preparing of the claims also involves coding procedures, diagnosis according to the standards like ICD-10 or CPT. In India, basically, we use ICD-10 as the standard protocol. HIPAA compliance goes into CPT as well as ICD-10. Currently, there is ICD-11 coming into practice. Most of the country, most of the international claims or international insurance press are coming up with ICD as well as CPT codes, integrated formula, which are being practiced throughout the country, throughout the universe. Sharing the program and submitting the claims. Provider electronically submit claims to insurance companies or payers for reimbursement. Technology facilitates these processes and enables the provider to transmit the claims effectively and securely. Electronic submission systems replace traditional paper-based models and reduce the errors, streamlining the communication between providers and payers. Claim processes or submissions platforms often include features for tracking the status of the claim in real time. This submission of claims involves ensuring that all required documentation and authorization forms are attached into it. Now, understanding how exactly the claim cycles takes into the place. Once the policy has been issued for a particular person, a credit limit is set for that particular patient. Understanding how what is the credit limit, there is a payment process which occurs. If the payment process is slow, that means the insurance provider has not paid his premium on time or probably has been delaying on the time. Once this stage 3 is been regularized, the collection of the activity of the processes or the collection of the activities are taken into consideration, making it as a claim. Once a claim has been submitted to the insurance company, there is a stage where payment is been received by the healthcare providers, or probably there are some recoveries which are to be made from healthcare providers or from the insurer itself. So, understanding the stages, basically, the insurers review the submitted claims to ensure the accuracy and compliance with the regulatory guidelines and contractual agreement. They verify the procedure codes, treatment dates, and patient information to determine whether the eligibility for the reimbursement is done. Insurers may also conduct audits and reviews to identify the discrepancy, potential frauds, and ensure the adherence to industry standards. Processing a claim involves verifying patient's eligibility and coverage details before adjudicating the claim. Insurers communicate with the healthcare providers to resolve any discrepancy or missing information in the claim. The grand finale is the getting paid of that insurance of that claim. Upon arrival, insurer reimburses the providers for the service rendered. The timely reimbursement is crucial for maintaining the financial stability and continuity of the care for the service provider. Successfully reimbursement represents the culmination of the claims process and validates the value of the healthcare service provider. Receiving the payments involves reconciling the claims against remittance advice received from the insurers. Providers may negotiate payment terms, rates with insurance to optimize their revenue systems. Providers analyze claim data to identify the trends, patterns, opportunities for the improvement. The data analytic tools enables providers to optimize the revenue cycle, streamline the workflow, and enhance the financial performance. This is a continuous quality improvement initiative drive ongoing refinement of the financial practices, as well as ensuring efficiency, compliances, and responsiveness to evolve the healthcare dynamics. Post-cohort reflections of involving into conducting root cause analysis for denied or delayed claim has to be taken care. Providers may implement training programs to address common errors identified during the claim analysis process. What is a clean claim? Index. A clean claim is a medical billing, is one that is submitted without any errors or omission. It can be processed without additional information or verification, leading to smoother reimbursement. The key element of clean claim include active insurance coverage, accurate diagnostic codes, and corrective patient demographic information. A clean claim should always be submitted within the timely filing window to ensure prompt processing. Calculating the clean claim rate. The clean claim rate is calculated based on the number of claims that are passed all edits without manual intervention. The Healthcare Financial Management Association defines the clean claim rate calculation as the ratio of clean claims to the total number of claims accepted for the billing. Clean claim rate is key performance indicator used to evaluate revenue cycle performance. The Healthcare Financial Management Association maps the key establishment industry standards for clean claim rates and other revenue cycle metrics. As the high clean claim rate ideally is 90% or higher is essential for timely reimbursement and operational efficiency. It indicates accurate data collections and minimal errors in claim submission. High clean claim rates reduces the need for follow-up on claim errors and allowing the billing staff to focus on other priorities such as denials. Clean claims contribute to reducing the denials, optimize the reimbursement, improve the operational margins, and support the delivery of the high quality patient care. Importance of detailed recording. Payment posting involves more than just noting down the amount received. It includes details such as patient's name, specific service covered, and the date of the payment. This detailed recording is essential for maintaining a clear and comprehensive financial trail. Integration with the electronic systems. Modern healthcare practice often uses electronic systems for payment posting. This system automates the process and reduces the likelihood of manual errors and enhancing the efficiency. Patient responsibility consideration. Payment posting also involves distinguishing between payments made by patient and those covered by the insurance company. Clear categorization is crucial for accurate financial reporting and communicating with the patients regarding their financial responsibilities. Reconciliation and verification of the financial accuracy. Regular check for disparity. Reconciliation is an ongoing process that regularizes the regular checks. Providers typically reconcile their financial records with bank statements, ensuring that the record payment aligns with the actual funds received. It also aligns with the actual fund which are being taken into consideration. Addressing the discrepancy. If discrepancies are identified during reconciliation, prompt action has to be taken. This may involve investigating the root cause of the discrepancy and taking corrective measures to ensure accurate financial reporting. Integration with auditing practice. Reconciling the aligns closely with auditing practice. Audits may be conducted internally, externally to further ensure the accuracy and compliances of the financial records.